Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th hour apostolic Sabbath turn, 28th now is the 12th hour. Today is August the 15th, 2025, or it's the 23rd day of Abe 2029. Start our first service today with One County Greetings number 19 by Vicky Holler. Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th hour apostolic Sabbatarian congregation, Mount Zion, the 12th hour in the Oregon, Texas. Today is August the 15th of 2025. It is Abe 13. This is August the 15th, 2025. It is Abe 23. Of 2029. We will start our service today with One Time of Greetings by Volume 19 by V.T. Holler. Okay, it says opening remarks. The name of the sermon today is The Fate of Jerusalem, The Call of His Future Inhabitants. I shall read from the Mount of the Blessings, beginning with the second paragraph of the page 172. For thy shield will never abandon the soul for whom he has died. For the soul may leave him and be overwhelmed with the temptation, but the Yahshua can never turn from one for whom he has paid the ransom of his own life. Thank you, Yahshua, we are not left alone. For he who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should be sanctified. So whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have the everlasting life. Will not desert us in the battle when the adversary of the Yahweh and man. Behold, he said, I will give unto you power to tread on serpent and scorpion, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Even in contact with the living Yahshua, and he will hold you firmly by a hand that will never let you go. Know and believe that the love of the Yahshua has unto us, and you are secure. For that love is a fortress impregnable unto all of the delusion and assault of the Satan. For the name of the Yahshua is a strong tower, for the righteous runneth into it and is saved. We should now pray for the faith to enable us to know for the certain that the Yahshua will never turn away from any of us, and that if we follow him, we shall never fail in our undertaking. We should praise him for the making it possible that though we may have it, as it were, come upon serpents and scorpions, they cannot hurt us. Okay, in the prayer thought, the fate of the Arusha, the call of the future inhabitant, Zechariah 14. It says that verse 1, behold, the day of the Yahshua cometh, and that fall shall be delivered in the midst of thee. As you know, the subject matter contained in this chapter actually begins in the chapter 12 and runs through the chapter 14 for the ascertaining of who is referred to by the pronoun thee. In this verse, we must go back to chapter 13. There we find that They refer to Jerusalem, for it is the spoil of Jerusalem, then that shall be divided in the midst of her. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and their women ravished, and half the city shall go forth into captivity. And the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. In the view of the fact that Jerusalem is to be protected by a wall of the fire, that route 2-5, while the house of Judah ran, there it is definite that the battle here in this tribe must be fought before the house of Judah is established. For in that battle, the nations will defeat the rulers of the promised land. Then it is that the house of Judah commences to be set up. Okay, it says, as the warring nation besieged the city and rifled the houses, also ravished women, they are by no means righteous nations. But since not all of the inhabitants go into captivity, and since all are not cut off from the city, it must be that the wicked are taken away and the righteous left in to join the house of Judah. Then shall the Yahshua go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of the battle. And his feet shall stand that day upon the Mount of the Olives, that is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of the Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof, toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley, and half the mountain shall be moved toward the north, and half it toward the south. At the time of Jerusalem, that now is falls, the Yahshua's feet shall stand upon the Mount of the Olives, and there make a very great valley. That is, remove the obstacles and hindrances, and thus prepare the land for the returning of his people. Then it is that the prophecy of Zechariah 10:8, that the Yahshua shall hiss for his people, will meet its fulfillment, Zechariah 14:5. And you shall flee unto the valley of the mountain, for the valley of the mountain shall reach unto Azel. Yea, you shall flee like as you fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Yahshua shall come, and all the saints with you. Let's do it again. Yea, you shall flee like as you fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of the Judah, and the Yahweh, the Father, and his son Yahshua shall come, and all of the saints with thee. Okay, now this three is 144,000. Having thus opened the way, I'm not going to just concretely say that all of the saints with thee is 144,000, but most likely it could be. Having thus opened the way for the reestablishment of the house of the Judah, that is the lawgiver, that Yahshua sits upon the throne of David in this house of Judah. That's the prophecy of Isaiah 9:68, for his people who before hand have been informed of it through the presences will flee unto the valley, and whether that should speak then as possibly as if they were fleeing from another scrape, and all of the saints thereafter follow after them. From all the saints then would be the ones that have come through the judgment of the living, and here in the United States, apparently, and all over the world, thereafter follow after him. There are several facts in this scripture itself that prove that this event is premillennial. Number one, notice that the Yeshua speaks down on the mount on the day of the war in which Jerusalem is taken by the wicked nations. Number two, those that flee unto the valley do not descend from the heaven. Number three, they cannot be the wicked, for they do not flee away from the Yeshua, but flee unto him, unto where his feet stand. Number four, and all the saints follow after them. Early writing, 75, basic, a double application of this scripture, a post-millennial state of one. In that day, said to Yeshua, I will smite every horse with the astonishment, and his rider with the madness, and I will open mine eyes upon the house of the Judah, that's the lawgiver. I will smite every horse of the people with blindness, that's right there for it. That is, Yeshua surprisingly confuses the wicked, that they begin to act like madmen at the time that Yeshua brings this to pass, for he protects the house of the Judah. That's because he's there sitting upon the throne of David in this house of Judah. And that day will I make the governors of the Judah like an heart of fire among the wood. Now this is Yeshua that's in charge of the 144,000, and these are the governors of Judah, because the 144,000 are Catholic, they are prophets, priests, and kings, like an heart of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheep, and they shall devour all of the people round about on the right hand and on the left, and Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place. That's after the nations, those wicked nations come against her, and they attack her and overthrow Jerusalem. And then the righteous comes in then, joins the house of David, of Judah, which Yeshua sent from the throne of David, and he's the one that directs all the saints to take over and do what they do. Zechariah 12:6. When the Yeshua smites the armies of the nations, he also makes the rulers of the Judah like an heart of fire among the wood. Thus shall they with the over everlasting gospel. There's your key right there. Thus shall they with the possession and teaching of the faith and the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua that they call the everlasting gospel, the new and living way for the plan of salvation through the blood of the Yahshua is Hebrews 10, number 19 and 20. So this is what they possess. This is what the 144,000 possess. They're in possession of the plan of salvation and teaching of the plan of salvation through the blood of the everlasting covenant of Yahshua, the new and living way, because they're teaching that Yahshua is the high priest, that is in the sanctuary above at one time, and then he comes down here on earth He's in the sanctuary of here on earth. Because all of the heathen round about, and thus shall Jerusalem be inhabited in safety, by the Yahshua sitting upon the throne of David in Jerusalem and ruling over his faithful people. So it is that in the days of these kings, not after their days, shall Yahshua the heaven, shall the Yahweh, the Father of heaven, set up a kingdom by his son Yahshua, the new and living way, Hebrews 10:19-20, never to be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left unto other people. But it shall break in pieces and consume all of his kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Let's do that again. So it is that in the days of these kings, not after their days, shall the Yahshua, the son of the Yahweh, of the heaven, set up a kingdom here on this earth in Jerusalem, Hebrews 9:8-10, prophecy, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom will not be left unto the other people. Really, it shall break into the pieces and consume all of these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Daniel 2:44. Then it shall come to pass that many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up unto the mountain of the Yahshua, and unto the house of the Yahshua of the Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path, for the Lord shall go forth of the Zion, and the word of the Yahshua from the Jerusalem. Micah 4:2, 14:6-7. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known unto the Yahshua, not day nor night. But it shall come to pass that at the evening time it shall be light. For these verses imply that hitherto for varying conditions, clear and dark, have obtained, but it shall no longer be so. For the word clear in the margin, you know, gives the precious, and for the word dark, it gives sickness, indicating that the light is not to be alternately sparing and abundant, thick and pure, but light and dark. Instead, it is to be steady, constant. For the scripture of it is with the speaking of the spiritual light, as the light of the truth, with the knowledge from the Yahshua. For example, in the days before the Yahshua's first advent, there was the spiritual darkness. In his presence, I gave light for a time, after which followed the dark ages of the religion. Later, through the Reformation, light again began to shine, but very sparingly. Then, by the proclamation of the first, second, and third angel's messages, the light became brighter. At this time, though, through the prophet Zechariah, the Yahshua promises constant and adequate light. Zechariah 14:8, and it shall come that it shall be in that day that the living water shall go out from the Yahrusha, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder city in the summer and in the winter, shall it be, for the living water must represent the living knowledge, living truth, that is those who drink, so to speak, of it shall never die. For the mountains on the north and on the south cause the waters to run only east and west from the Jerusalem. Thus shall it be as long as there is summer and winter, as long as this old and worn out world lasts. Therefore Jerusalem as the place where the feet of the Yeshua shall stand will become the great international and spiritual divide for the everlasting gospel of the Yeshua to be carried to all the nations of the world. And that everlasting gospel translates into the introducing of the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yeshua, Hebrews 10, 19 and 20 of the New and Living Way, from the Jerusalem in the valley of the mountains will the angels renew, and you got to put an R there. Renew or proclaim with a loud voice. Renew and proclaim. Let's do that again. From the Jerusalem in the valley of the mountains will the angel renew the for the proclaiming of with a loud voice to the Yahshua and give glory unto him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made the heaven and the earth and the sea and the fountains of the water. Revelation 14:7. Then the gathering of the people begins with the plea, come out of her, my people. That is, come out of Babylon, the one who rules, the one who then rides the beast, rules the world. That's that mystery Babylon woman, Revelation 17. For my people, that you be not partakers of it. Let's read that all over again. It says, then the gathering of the people begins with the plea, come out of her, my people, that mystery Babylon, who then rides the beast, rules the world, that you be not the partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her pledge. Revelation 18:4, so shall the earth be lightened with the glory of the angel, and so shall the saints be gathered from the four corners of the earth. Zechariah 14:9. And the Yeshua shall be the king over all of the earth. And that day, for in that day, shall there be one Yeshua, the king of over all the earth now, not only just Israel, but all of the world. And his name will be one. For the Yahshua is with the reigning first over the Jerusalem, and finally, after the saints are gathered in from the four corners of the earth, that's your Gentiles, saints, for he reigns over the whole earth. Isaac. And that's Isaiah 66:16-20. Zechariah 14:10-11. And the land shall be turned as a plain from the Geba unto Ramon, south of the Jordan, and it shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place. And the Benjamin city, and to the place of the first city, and to the corner gate, and from the tower of the hand, Hananiel, and to the king's wine pressing, and men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more of the other destruction, but Yerushalayim shall be safely inhabited. Well, these verses need no comment, save that the old popular idea of the establishment of the kingdom as you now see is not the Yahshua's idea. We had better take his idea and forego ours. Inasmuch as the time will not permit us for the covering of the entire chapter today, I don't know where we'd be out of to stand up there preaching the sermon and say, but the time won't permit us to cover the entire chapter. But he should have covered the entire chapter. We shall leave the remaining verses for next week for the Yahshua willingly. This don't make any sense. Before the closing, though, let us in a few words summarize what we have studied this afternoon, just before the kingdom of the Judah is established. In the Yerushalayim, the city shall be besieged by all the nations that is round about it. Now, those nations, now, they don't make it clear, B.T. Hollows don't make it clear, those nations are all of those Arab nations. And there's about 22 or 23 or 4 or 5 of those Arab nations that's in all around Jerusalem, and that including all those nations in Africa, those Arab nations in Africa. And Africa has 43 states that they call individual countries. For the houses shall be rifled and women ravished. Not all, though, shall go into the captivity. For the residue are not cut off from the city, for they obviously become a part of the house of the Judah. At that time, when the Yerushalayim has fallen, and the Yahshua has removed all the obstacles and hindrance for the gathering of his people, then it is that the house of the Judah is re-established as the lawgiver, fulfilling the prophecy of Genesis 49:10. For a scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh, Yahshua, the son of Yahweh, come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Now this is what's taking place here in Zechariah 14 now in these last days. For the Yahshua's people shall flee unto the valley, and into the valley. Let's do that again. For the Yahshua's people shall flee unto and into the valley as quickly as though they were fleeing from an earthquake. For the Yahshua smashed the armies of the nations, that's those Arab nations, while at the same time he protects and exalts his own people. Through the prophet Zechariah, Yahshua promises for his people in our day adequate and constant spiritual life. From the Yerushalayim in that day shall flow forth the following two. Then it is that the many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up unto the mountain of the Yahshua. What a prospect, and what a tragedy if any of us should fail for the doing of our part for the ushering in of that glorious day. Okay, That's the end of his comments. Viti Hari. He says there is a poem that ends the sermon. For the Law of the Love is the title of it. Big channels for the streams of love, for they may broadly run, and love has overflowing strength to fill them every one. But if at any time thou fail, such channels to provide, the very fount of love itself will soon be parched and dried. For thou must share if thou wouldest keep this gift thing from above, ceasing to share, we cease to have. Such is the law of love. Written by a man named Trench, T-R-E-N-C-H, or someone named Trench. It could have been a woman. That's the end of our study.
What?
Zechariah 14. This is part two now of our study for today by the Viti Hari. It's going to be One Time of Dreams number 20, and it's going to be entitled the opening prayer thought for that one shall be the title of it, of our sermon. It is the kingdom of the Judah, the sifting of the nation, church of the elders by the Viti Hari, minister of the Davidian Seventh-day Adventist, December the 21st, 1946. And it's the last Sabbath we conclude our study with the verse 11 of Zechariah 14. And now in the order for the connection of today's study with the last Sabbath, we shall briefly review the events concerning Jerusalem as predicted in the first 11 verses of the same chapter. For the first event predicted is a war against Jerusalem in which all of the nations participated, and that war, a part of the people in Jerusalem go into the captivity, but the rest of the remain in the city. Moreover, in that day, this is in addition to the Yahshua's feet stands on the Mount of the Olives, and a mountain cleaves toward the east and toward the west, making of a very great valley. Then, for this valley of the mountain, then unto this valley of the mountain, unto the place where the Yahshua's feet stand, the people of the Yahshua will flee as hastily as if from an earthquake, thus in the Jerusalem to be re-inhabited by the Yahshua's own people, evidently those who are not cut off, as those who are left, and those who are left in the Jerusalem must be of the faithful that are found therein. Verily, those who flee unto the valley, unto where the Yahshua's feet stand, flee unto him, not away from him, must be of the faithful from elsewhere. Plainly, Jerusalem is to become the great gathering place for the Yahshua's people. These are some of the things that our last Sabbath study, as the first part of the Zechariah chapter 14, brought unto the view. and any Bible student should readily see that they are premillennial, for the people do not descend from the heaven, really, and instead they see unto the valley of the, for they could, they should not therefore be the wicked, for they flee unto him, not away from him. Well, now let us continue with the 12th verse, Zechariah 14. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Yeshua, son of Yahweh, will smite all of the people that have fought against the Jerusalem. Now that's all of those Arab nations, at least 22 of them or more, for their flesh shall consume away while they stand up on their feet. Now this is these are your Palestinians. These are the seed of Cain. This is the seed of Ishmael. This is that is now the promised seed of Abraham. They're going to be destroyed. And their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. For in the one of the preceding verses, we are told, let's do that again. In the one of the preceding verses, we are told that the Yeshua will fight against all of those who actually fight against the Jerusalem. And now in this verse, we are actually told of the name and the which the Yeshua will employ in that warfare, for he will actually use the man-made weapon, not a plague. He will, let's say again, for he is, he will not use the man-made weapon, only a plague. Zechariah 14:13. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult come, the Yahshua shall be among them, and it shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. Besides the plague, there shall be a very great tumult. 8 confusion and excitement that will turn every man against his neighbor. Thus shall the Yahshua defeat the enemies of his people. So it's actually Yahshua that's leading out of this great army of Joel chapter 2 and 3. And he's the one by the power of the Holy Spirit through his people, his great army, defeats these people. Zechariah 14:14. And the Judah as a lawgiver also shall fight at the Jerusalem, and the wealth of the heathen round about shall be gathered together, both the gold and silver and apparel in the great abundance. During this conflict of the nation, the kingdom of the Judah will be restored. For the Jerusalem also shall fight, for the kingdom of Judah shall also fight at the Jerusalem, and shall gather unto herself the wealth of the heathen. Okay, so it is the tribe of Judah that gathers unto herself at Jerusalem. and yet is the wealth of the heathen. Zechariah 14:15. And so shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, and of the ass, and of all of the beasts shall be in these tents as at the plague, for the plague falls on both the men and beasts that are found in the tents of the unbelieving, Zechariah 14:16. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all of the nation that came against the Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the king, the Yahshua of the host, and to keep the feast of the tabernacle. So all of those Muslim nations that came against Jerusalem, if there was any of them left back home that didn't have any part in coming up against Jerusalem, they are invited, those Muslims that was left behind of the families, they're invited to come also to Jerusalem to worship with their half-brothers, the house of Israel, and to keep the feast of tabernacle. Now they know the Yahweh's government, how it works, and they're familiar with the Muslims are. So now if they want to come up, but if they don't, then there's going to be a plague on them. For this sentence of the scripture emphatically implies that all of the Muslims, families that stayed at home, all who at that decisive moment refused to be converted, there's your key word, refused to be converted unto the house of Israel, to the law of the Yahweh of the Jacob, shall perish. Only those who worship with the Yahshua at Jerusalem on the feast of the tabernacle will be spared. For the Yahshua at the Jerusalem on the feast of the tabernacle shall be spared. Let's go back and read that again. For this sentence of the scripture emphatically implies that all who at the decisive moment refuse to be converted unto the Yahshua, the Son of Yahweh, shall perish. Only those who worship with the Yahshua at Jerusalem on the feast of the tabernacle shall be spared. Zechariah 14:17. And it should be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the king, the Yahshua of the host, even upon them shall be no rain, for the rain will be withheld from all who do not then worship the king, the Yahshua of the host, in the order that they may fully realize of the mistake. Moreover, not only those who fight against the Jerusalem, but even all of the families of the earth shall be thus sifted. Zechariah 14:18. And if the family of the Egypt go not up and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith the Yahshua for smite all of the heathen that come not up for the sheep and the feast of the tabernacle. If the drought fails to awaken them, then the plague will finally take them. Thus all who have not heard the message will be given the opportunity to hear it. If it cannot save them, it will eventually destroy them. Now we see that this event, the Yahshua's standing on the mount and the saints fleeing unto the valley, is not only premillennial, but even pre-probationary, that it commences the re-establishment of the house of the Judah. That re-establishment of the house of the Judah, that it prepares the way for the lightning of the earth with the glory of the angel of the Revelation 18:1. That is to eventually bring the end of the sinners. Let's do that again. That it commences the re-establishment of the house of the Judah. That it prepares the way for the lightning of the earth with the glory of the angel of the Revelation 18:1. That is eventually to bring the end of all of the sinners on planet Earth. Zechariah 14:19. For this shall be the punishment of the Egypt and the punishment of all that come not up for the keeping of the feast of the tabernacle. Again we see the necessity for the forsaking our preconceptions of the final work of the teaching of the plan of salvation, the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, with faith in that blood of the new and living way, Hebrews 10:19-20. No, the Yahshua will not drop upon the world like a bolt from the sky. He will first magnify his word with his power. Let's do it again. For he will first magnify his word in his power, in his righteousness, and in his people, the purified house of the David, tribe of Judah, the lawgiver, for thou sure sit upon the throne of this house of David forever. For he is also to have, as it were, an ark of the safety, and to which to gather his elect and shield them. All these facts, you see, are vividly borne out in this prophecy. Zechariah 14:20, in that day shall there be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Yahshua, the son of Yahweh, and the pots in the Yahshua's house shall be like the bows before the altar. Bells on the horses serve no other purpose than for the helping of the masters locate them. Thus it will be that only those servants whose bells, voices, parentheses, sound of the holiness unto the Yahshua can the Yahshua locate and gather his own. Zechariah 14:21, yea, every pot in the Yahrushna and in the Judah shall be holiness unto the Yahshua of the host, and all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and seed therein, and in that day there shall be no more of the Canaanite in the house of the Yahshua of the host. For this verse is self-explanatory, for it needs no comment. So it is seen that with the establishment of the kingdom of the Judah, is with the commencing of the sifting of the nations, for it must be that we are on the verge of the witnessing of the fulfillment of these prophecies, else the scroll would not have been unrolled so far as for the unsealing them at this time. Certainly not if the Spirit of the truth alone leads unto all of the truth, and if the Yahshua gives meat in the due season. In the view of this, let us wholeheartedly do the Yahshua's bidding and send the city out our faith and its never failing word.